We also read the Holy Quran, a unique description in the area of oceanography. We read, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أو كظلمات في بحر لجي يغشاه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه سحاب ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض إذا أخرج يده لم يكد يراها ومن يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور. Or is the like, the Quran is giving the example of the people who misuse their life in this world and then face Allah on the day of judgment with no good deeds and they are completely lost. And says, or is the like of the depths of the darkness in a vast deep ocean overwhelmed with waves, topped by other waves, topped with clouds, a multitude of darkness, one above the other. Whoever would stretch out his hand, he can hardly see it. For whoever Allah did not give light, guidance, there can never be any light or guidance for him. For many, many centuries, man knew only surface waves in seas and oceans. Only by the turn of this century, we started to discover that there are other waves below the surface waves. Surface waves in seas and oceans are wind-driven currents and tidal currents. But only recently, we came to realize that within the depths of the ocean, that there are other currents called oceanic currents. And these are much more violent, much more stronger than the surface waves. We have also what is known as density currents. Currents that move from one area to the other due to the differences in salinity or in temperature. And these currents, each one of them, creates a certain degree of darkness at the bottoms of vast deep oceans. We know today that the water mass in any sea or ocean is divided into what we call the photic zone. The upper 100 meters of the water mass is known as the photic zone. And what's below 100 meters is known as the aphotic zone, the zone without light. And of course the degree of darkness intensifies, increases gradually with depth, until you, when you reach the bottom of the oceans, which is known as the hedal zone, the most dark zone of the sea, you find it very thinly populated. Highly specialized forms of life can only exist in that area. Life that do not need to have eyesights. They use tentacles, or they generate lights from their own bodies. We also know that man can never dive in seas and oceans unaided for more than 20 to 30 meters. Who would have told Muhammad this? That at the greatest depths of seas and oceans are darknesses above darkness above darkness. And when, of course, we have clouds, clouds reflect light and minimize the amount of light reaching the surface of the sea. And then the waves reflect and scatter another whatever left from that light. And then the light waves, the seven waves, that the components of the white light become absorbed gradually with depth. The red wave is absorbed at a depth of 10 meters. And then the yellow, the orange and the yellow, and then the green and the violet. The blue remains up until 200 meters. Below 200 meters, there's hardly any light whatsoever. So this is a description, a parallel of the situation of the unbelievers on the Day of Judgment. And it's this parallel is given an example from our living life, the existence of these successive dark layers at the bottoms of seas and oceans. Nobody knew that except at the third of the century when the submarines were discovered and manufactured and used. Who would have taught Muhammad this unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows in his eternal knowledge that these facts will be discovered one day, and such notions in the Holy Quran can remain a testimony for the correctness of the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the authenticity of the Holy Quran.